Bob Tallman and Wayne Brooks have been announcing rodeo for decades all across the U.S., including Reno. Tallman has been inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, and between the two of them, they have won the title of Rodeo Announcer of the Year a total of 9 times. They sat down with the producers of a local podcast, Niche, to talk about their experience.
From News Studio 110 at the Reynolds School of Journalism, this is Niche, a podcast about unique interests. I'm Joey Lovato.
And I'm David Calvert.
So, David, I let you take over the Niche talk this week.
I went out to the Reno Rodeo, talked to professional rodeo announcers Bob Tallman and Wayne Brooks. So to me, rodeo is like the ultimate niche sport. It's got a small but very passionate fan base. It's not the NFL. It's cool and it's like American.
He's from Lake Tahoe, California. He's on the Justin Luke scooter. Watch that.
Who am I talking to?
Bob Tallman and
Wayne Brooks, the announcers here at Reno and lots of places around the country.
Excellent. So what do you guys do and why do you do it?
We're probably two of the most diversified together and apart sports entertainment broadcasters on the planet. And what we do, we are your history professor, your English teacher, and what we do is say what you see. We add a little Jesus, add a little Americana, we add a little yippee-yahoo, and when it's all said and done, an audience should be entertained, enthused, educated, somewhat exhausted, and feel like they participated in that 2 to 3 hour contest. You have to think about it. I was born and raised in Winnemucca, Nevada. Very proud of that. Actually, in Orvada, Nevada. Went to a one-room schoolhouse. We have lived in lots of different atmospheres, but this has always been our quest. And 43 years later, I have traveled the seven seas. We don't stop from the time we say hello and howdy. We're red-eyed and rowdy and ready to buck 'em. We don't stop for 2.5, 3, 3.5 hours of delivering the message of the Western lifestyle, riding $100,000, $200,000 horses, some of them that have been built by embryo transfer. So we all sometimes fringe on reproductive physiology and what it takes to create this entire gathering.
You talk about, so in a lot of ways, baseball is national pastime. Football is the most dominant sport, but really, rodeo is the sport that, to me, represents America and the way it was and our culture. And it's diverse. You've got strong, you got fast, big, small, men, women. I mean, there's events for everybody. What makes rodeo special?
Anybody can win. If you try hard enough, you work at it long enough, you practice day in and day out, you know, anybody can win. It doesn't matter if you're 5'1", 120, or 7 foot tall and 285. There's something for everybody here. Where your odds of making it to the pros in baseball and football and basketball and on are so slim, so tough. Rodeo is a little bit more of a niche market. It spells anybody can do it. All you gotta do is pay your entry fees and go get on. Whether you win or not, maybe another story, but anybody can try it.
In the 60 years that I've been around it, 50 years that I've been a part of it, the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association and the Women's Professional Rodeo Association, I think, is missing their niche opportunity by today with social media of explaining that to the public. We tell the story always. We sing our song to the choir, but they don't have an outlet. You're giving us an opportunity today to reach ears that can't spell rodeo.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Niche. It looks clear.